On the Yakima Reservation, nestled between two busy highways, sits a 24-hour diner called The Branding Iron. Tanisha Arquette has had a date here.
When I first started dating, or had the interest in dating, I would let my mom know, and it was usually a Native person, and she'd be like, no, that's your cousin. And I'd be like, okay. You know, it kind of became repetitive, so I'm just like, well.
Arquette is 25 and grew up here as an enrolled Yakima Nation member. She's a full-time worker, part-time student, and a full-time mom. And she says dating hasn't gotten any easier. And yes, dating always comes with challenges. Whether you and your date share a mutual attraction, your faith, or personal values. But for Yakima members, that means making sure their romantic interests are not distant relatives.
So I explained it to my son. So he says, is so-and-so my cousin? Hey, you know, it doesn't take a genius to figure out. He wants to know if he can flirt.
Ryan Craig is 35 and hosts a daily show on the tribe's AM radio station. He and his children are also Yakima members. Craig said he didn't think about the race or ethnicity of his crushes when he dated as a teenager. But to be an enrolled member, the Yakima Nation asks members to prove they have at least 25% Yakima blood. Craig is half white and half Yakima. Now, one of his daughters is exactly a quarter Yakima. That means if she wants her future children to be enrolled tribal members, her partner would have to be Yakima too. Now, blood quantum is a very tricky and sensitive subject. It's not how most Native communities identified themselves historically. The Yakima Nation itself is made up of 14 tribes and bands. But with colonization came a set of U.S. government policies. Blood quantum meant tribes had to prove their members really had tribal rights through direct lineage. So if members failed to either have children within the community or at all, the tribal membership dropped. For certain tribes, that meant potentially dating close kin or eventually dying out. 35-year-old Erica Thompson is half Yakima and half Klamath. She grew up off the Yakima Reservation, but she's lived in the area for the last 7 years.
So, you know, when you meet somebody around here, it's, you know, it's hard. You meet somebody, like, you see some, oh, wow, that guy's really nice looking. He's got a nice braid, or, you know, he's tall, you know. You look at him, and then you're like, and he's Native. And then once you get to know him, you got to interview him.
What's more is if you don't date within the tribe, some see it as a kind of betrayal, like giving up on your own community.
You know, and my family got a lot of backlash of why you letting her be with a Mexican? How come you don't talk to your daughter? Why are you letting her do this? And you
know, it's a lot for teenagers and young adults who are figuring out relationships, let alone thinking about big identity questions. Dating locally also means staying geographically close instead of potentially pursuing other opportunities off the reservation.
You know, cause sometimes it bothers me because my grandfather always drilled that into his children's head. Marry your own, marry Yakima.
Despite the pressure, Thompson ultimately did date outside the community and now has a 7-year-old daughter who's both Native and Hispanic. She says the Yakima Nation has considered altering blood quantum laws in order to be less restrictive for membership. But she's opposed to changing the policy. Thompson says she's witnessed other tribes lose their federal rights when they changed enrollment practices, and that she stands by the choices she's made in love and in dating. I'm Esme Jimenez in Toppenish.